proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom, and welcome to the Everlasting Nation Broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions in Hickson, Tennessee. This is your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to welcome you to today's program. Often, we read the Bible from Gentile eyes and forget that the Bible is a Jewish book. When we take time to understand the Jewish context of Scripture, we find hidden gems that we often overlook. One such gem takes place in the upper room where Jesus celebrated the Passover with his disciples. On our last program, we discussed the ancient Jewish wedding customs that were present in the times of Jesus while he was here on earth. Now here's a quick review of what would have happened. More often than not, a marriage would be arranged by either a matchmaker or between two families themselves. A ketubah or marriage contract was agreed upon, which stated the bride price, what we would call today the dowry. After this, the young man would propose to the young lady by pouring a cup of wine or grape juice and place it in front of her. If she drank it, she said yes. If she put it aside, she said no, but she better think hard upon it because who knew when the next marriage proposal would come. Now, after drinking it, the young man would head out the door and say these words, "I go to prepare a place for you." This he would do for about a year, as he would build a little mansion, so to speak, adjacent to his father's house. The young lady would be preparing herself for her husband with a veil to cover her face, and then she would have a lamp trimmed by her bedside in case he came in the middle of the night. The day finally would come when the bridegroom would come for his bride. By the way, only the father knew when the wedding was to take place. He knew the day or the hour. The bridegroom would come with his best man with a shout, saying, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go out to meet him." This would be accompanied by the blast of the shofar or the ram's horn. He would then stop halfway between his house and the bride's house. His best men would bring her to him, and they would go then into the honeymoon chamber and consummate the marriage. A 7-day marriage feast would then ensue, as the couple would then live happily ever after. Now this was the background that Jesus used in this passage in John chapter 14. When Jesus celebrated the Passover with his disciples, he put the cup before them and said, "Drink ye all of it." In essence, Jesus had just proposed to his disciples. I'm sure they were surprised at first, but they learned that if someone follows Jesus, it means that they must accept him as the way, the truth, and the life. There are, of course, many parallels from this analogy as we look at Bible prophecy. It is important to know that Jesus has presented us with a ketubah, a marriage covenant. During the Last Supper, Jesus presented this cup when he said, "For this is my blood of the New Testament," or New Covenant, "which is shed for many for the remission of sins." The price that was paid for us was the highest price of all, the body and blood of Jesus the Messiah. The promise of the return of the bridegroom, Jesus, should comfort our hearts to serve and wait for him faithfully. According to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18, one glorious day, Jesus will come in the clouds for his own at what we call the rapture. He will come with a shout, with the trump of God. The bride of Christ will then be taken away into the wedding chamber he has prepared for us. There is an emphasis here on intimacy, as Jesus promised, "Where I am, there ye may be also." And folks, that should just give us just a glorious thought of Christ's love for us. Now, after the rapture of the church, the believers will be with Christ in heaven during the 7-year tribulation period. And at the end of the tribulation, Jesus will return to earth with his bride, as she is revealed to the world as his own. In other words, she's kind of like the mystery bride. That's exactly what the church is. It's a mystery. Now, this beautiful illustration of God's love is just one of the gems that we find in studying the Jewish background of the Scriptures. As the disciples carried the Messiah's message, they would remember Jesus' promise of his soon return for his own. Just as Jesus offered the cup to his disciples, he also offers it to you. Have you accepted the cup of salvation that Jesus freely offers to everyone? If you have done this, my friend, the future will be lived happily ever after. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.